very warm welcome to worship on this almost spring-like morning. It's lovely to welcome everybody here. Special welcome to the uniformed organisations, to our guides, brownies, rainbows, scouts, cubs, all, beavers. Service will proceed as fairly normal. All the young people will be in with us. Special welcome to any who are visiting us today, and there will be coffee after the service, and all are invited to join with us. Just a few announcements. We're all aware of a virus that's going around at the moment, and we will simply think as we think of the people who are affected, so we'll do what we can to be not affected here. And we do ask people to observe sensible guidelines. We will simply follow government guidance and the policies of sensibleness. And if anybody is affected or feels that they might be or isn't able to take part in a rota or whatever, then please do contact Katie or get in touch with the church office. We ask everybody to just take sensible precautions, and I'm sure everybody has washed their hands before the service. Couple of notices. The guides are holding their annual fundraising plant sale in May. Anybody who'd like plants, there's a wonderful collection, a very good value collections of plants from the guides. And Angela, where is she? Will be at the back, as she is now, selling with forms for people who would like plants to raise funds for the guides. Wilmslow Wells want to announce they had a wonderful super day yesterday, but in the circumstances, the numbers were down actually by about 40%, so things are being affected. But the money that was raised was not down by 40%. They raised an amazing £1,100. So, yes, quite. So big thanks to Jenny and all the people. I know so many people here who do help with Wilmslow Wells, raising money for wells in Africa. You could even increase the amount they made if you see the wonderful marmalade and cakes and things. I've had a word with Katie, who tells me that during Lent, Sunday is not a fast day. So as long as you eat up the things by midnight, everything is fine. Please help yourself to things there. Another notice to mention, Barbara Turner's ward at Macclesfield Hospital has a gastric outbreak. So there are other things as well. So please do not visit Barbara, but please, of course, hold her in your prayers at this moment. I think that's almost all the notices. Oh, it's also to mention that it is indeed Lent. There is a Lent booklet, and this is about caring for God's creation and thinking about the environment, thinking about sustainability. So it's a chance to get involved in our Lent thoughts. That's £2 at the back. If you would like one, please just leave £2 in the tray at the back. I think the only other thing that I have to announce is that it won't have escaped your notice that it's International Women's Day. So I think we should salute and celebrate all women everywhere. It only remains for me to welcome Katie to our service and indeed to celebrate having Katie with us to lead the service this morning. Katie.
Thank you, Dave. Lovely to see everybody this morning. And this morning we are going to be focusing on that Lenten theme of that booklet and our care for God's creation. So just a word from the Psalms and a short prayer before we begin. The world belongs to God, the earth and all its people. How good and how lovely it is to live together in unity. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the life of this new day. We give you thanks for your love for us. And we ask that you will bless us during this service, as we reflect on all that you have created, that we might live as you call us to. So bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing the song From the Highest of Heights.
Please be seated.
Go wait for some images there. I'm going to begin with a telling of the story of creation and a reflection on some of the things that God created. And when God created, each day during the creation, he paused and said, "That's good." So when I say, "And God said," can you say for me, "That's good"? Okay, "And God said, that's good." Great. God created the universe, all the stars and the planets, the suns and the moons, and God said, "That's good." He created what looked like a tiny little planet, this blue planet filled with water, and God said, "That's good." He created the land with mountains and volcanoes, with trees and thousands, hundreds of thousands of plants, and God said, "That's good." He created the oceans and all the creatures swimming underneath, and God said, "That's good." He created all of the birds of the sky in all of their different shapes and sizes and colours, and God said, "That's good." He created all of the creatures, all sorts of creatures, some tiny and slippery, some small and sweet, some big and fierce, and God said, "That's good." And then on the last day, God created people. He created people to enjoy everything that he had made and to look after and care for all of creation. And God looked at them and said, "That's good." I wonder what you like most about God's creation and all that he has made. Ask you to turn to the person next to you and tell them, what's your favourite animal? What's your favourite plant? Might be an edible plant, it might not. And what's your favourite scenery? So might it be big mountains or the lake, or is it going to Lindow Common, or is your favourite place walking to Stile through the woods? So turn to the person next to you. What's your favourite animal, favourite plant and favourite place to be or look at? Sorry if that's not given you a huge amount of time. Let's hear, first of all, some of the favourite animals. What are the favourite animals, yes?
A dog.
A dog.
A shark.
Shark.
Snake.
Snake. Butterfly. Oh, lovely. Any, yes, what's that over there?
Giraffe.
Giraffe, right, fantastic. Any other favourite animals?
Elephant?
Yeah, amazing. An elephant as well. Yes?
A cat.
A cat.
An orangutan.
An orangutan. Oh, they are cute, aren't they, the orangutans? Yes?
A bunny.
A bunny rabbit. Yes?
A dwarf hamster.
A dwarf hamster. Oh, have you got one of those? Or have you had one of those? No, but they're cute, aren't they, to look at. Any others? All sorts of animals. What about favourite plants? Favourite plants, yeah? Are you going to say? No? What were you going to say?
I can't remember what it's called. It's the same as Adrian.
A Venus flytrap.
A Venus flytrap. Wow. Yes? So sweet corn. Sweet corn. That's a lovely, yummy, edible one, isn't it? Yes?
Snowdrops.
Snowdrops. Oh, and they're so beautiful, isn't it? Coming out of winter to see the snowdrops.
The sky in the summer when it goes like orange and pink.
Oh, yeah, that's the other bit, isn't it? It's the colours of the sky, amazing. Yeah, any other plants?
Lavender.
Yeah. Oh, lavender, the smell of, yes.
Crocuses,
they're beautiful, aren't they?
Daffodils.
Daffodils as well, wonderful daffodils, aren't they? So many plants, there's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of plants and things that we can eat or smell or enjoy looking at. And what about the scenery? What about some favourite places? Yes? Yes.
Sunset.
Where, sorry?
A sunset.
Oh, a sunset. Yeah, absolutely stunning. You can get some amazing sunsets, can't you? Yes? The beach, yeah, lovely. Do you like it when it's stony or sandy? Sandy beach, yes?
The mountains.
Yeah.
I like it when on the beach when the sunset.
Yeah, sunset on the beach, the combination of those two things, yes?
France.
Like going to France and scenery in France. It's different, isn't it? Different scenery to at home. Going through the woods, yes?
Rainforest and savannah.
The rainforest, yeah, and the savannah, yes. Going through the woods. Lots of amazing places. Aren't we so fortunate? What an incredible, amazing and beautiful world as that song sang about for us. Let's just have a short prayer to give thanks for all of those things. Gracious God, you are the most amazing creator. We thank you for the tiniest plants and insects to the grandest and highest mountains, for all of the variety of animals on this planet, for all that you have given us to eat, for the amazing variety of plants and flowers that bring us such joy. We thank you for the beauty and the splendor of all that you have made. Amen. Now, this song gives us some actions to learn, and it's called Creator God. And I'm going to suggest we stand up to start with. The second half, I'll let you sit down because you can enjoy the pictures with it. But this is called Creator God. So we stand up and have a go, see if you can learn the actions. Start off with stars.
You put the freckles on my face, and all the fish that swim and all the birds that fly were made from your incredible imagination. Creator God, we're singing to the Creator God of all the world. Creator God, we celebrate you. We celebrate you. Grass that grows and all the leaves that fall.
Well done. And we're going to keep going in a moment, but I'm going to let some of you might want a seat. So if you want to stand, we're going to sing it again, but there's no example action. So see if you can remember the action. So maybe we'll have a sit and we can sort of dance from the seat so that people behind you can see. So, Bill, we should be going again with the next one.
You put the freckles on my face, and all the fish that swim and all the birds that fly were made from your incredible imagination. Creator God, we're singing to the Creator God of all the world. Creator God, we celebrate you. We celebrate you. That grows and all the leaves that fall. Part of your amazing plans for this creation. Creator God, we're singing to the Creator God of all the world. Creator God, we celebrate you. We celebrate you.
You can rest now. But beautiful, beautiful scenery there. And we do have an incredible world. But it's not all looking perfect, is it? I wonder if you can think of some of the things that might have gone wrong. Have a word to your neighbour. What are some of the things that might have gone wrong? So, any thoughts to share? Anything that... Yes, Luna?
Plastic.
Yeah, plastic. Plastic pollution. Plastic's really helpful, isn't it? We use it a lot, but it can end up on those lovely beaches that you enjoy. Yeah, and it's
too many people.
Well, there are a lot of people in the world, aren't there? And actually knowing... And I think perhaps how much we all want can be a problem. Yes? Yeah, where the trees are cut down. Deforestation, that's a great word. Where people cut down trees when actually, and it causes landslides of mud and problems, doesn't it? When we over, yes?
Climate change.
Yeah, climate change. It's all of the different problems caused. You know, my parents are in Kenya at the moment, and it used to be really hot, and they've pictures of them with jumpers on and raincoats occasionally. The weather's gone haywire all around the world, yes?
Bushfires.
Yeah, bushfires. Yeah, you can see the same. Yeah, there's lots of floods, and we've seen the flooding in our country as well as in different places around the world. And sometimes during Lent, we have a time to be thinking about the world and how we live in it. And it's a time when we have a service at the beginning of Lent. Lent is the weeks that we're in now leading up to the celebration of Easter. And we begin with a service on Ash Wednesday, when we remember some of the things that we've got to say sorry for. So just have a little short prayer. We just say sorry for the times when we don't look after creation as well as we should. Let's pray. Loving God, we're sorry for the times when we haven't cared for your creation, for all the things that you have made. We're sorry when we've used too many resources just for our small nation. We're sorry when we've thrown away or dropped litter and the small things that can cause problems. When we've shopped and lived without thinking about all of the consequences. So we're sorry for the things that have harmed creation, and we pray that you might help us to know how best we can care for it. We thank you that you forgive us and each day give us a fresh beginning, a new chance to begin again. Amen.
Amen.
Now, how tidy is your bedroom? On a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is perfect and beautiful and neat, and there's not a thing out of place, or 1, it's a bit of a disaster area. I know, actually, what if 1 is a disaster area is over here, and 10, it's perfect, is over here, 5, it's about roughly okay, is here. Where would you point? Is your room really, really messy? Or is it really, really tidy? And that's impressive. We've got some people pointing to perfect bedrooms. Brilliant. Well done. And others, anybody pointing directly over here?
Yesterday.
Some honest pointing over there, and some roughly in the middle. I have to say, mine's usually over there somewhere. But why do we need to tidy? Why would it be a good idea to tidy up our bedrooms, any good thing in Joshua?
You can find Lego pieces in something.
So you can find your Lego. Because it can get lost and hidden, can't it? Anything, any other reasons? Yes?
So when your friends come to your house, they don't think you're so silly.
Actually, there's a bit of pride, isn't it? We don't like for everybody to see our mess. No comment from Ian, please, who looks after my mans. So it's not, yeah. Any other reasons?
If you didn't tidy the kids, then it would just be before, and you wouldn't.
Yeah, it could get so full of rubbish that there's nowhere, it's not easy to walk around. Yeah?
Because then if you come into your room and you're trying to get to bed, and then you slip over.
Yeah. Yeah, you could slip over and fall over, trip over something, fall on something and hurt yourself. Any others, Adrian?
Like mine was yesterday. You kept on falling in the, stepping on the Lego.
Yeah, ouch, stepping on Lego is not good, is it? And you know what, you could, I don't know if anybody's done it, but you could end up breaking one of your toys. because you didn't see it under a pile of clothes or other things. Things can get damaged if they're not tidied and looked after. And when we have our prayer to say sorry to God for the way that we can mess things up sometimes, it's not just I'm sorry and the next day do the same. It's a sorry and then have a think about what we could do differently. Now, Lent, as I mentioned, Lent is sometimes a time when we focus, as we did last week here, about temptation and about the challenges of temptation. And I was going to give you a quick test of temptation. If you're allowed to eat them, they're fruit pastels. Or there's toffees, which are completely vegetarian. These aren't completely. The test would be to see if you can keep it in your mouth and not chew. And not chew. So, would you mind passing those around for me and see if anybody would like? But remember, you're not allowed to chew. And if you want a completely vegetarian one, would you like to just... There's toffees if you want. Remember, I'm going to test a bit later, see who's managed to still got the fruit pastel without chewing. So no munching sounds. Oh, yeah, and they're just gone onto that back row, the sweets, the third row. Oh, they're just going back, yeah. So as you're holding and not chewing, test, can you be tempted or are you tempted to chew or can you manage not to? In Lent, we sometimes give things up and we test the muscle of self-discipline, how good we are, for example, at not eating chocolate or not giving up things that we might normally have a lot of. But creation... Oh, sorry, I'm trying to get this. So, now, but also this year, people give up lots of different things during Lent. But this year in church, we're particularly focused on caring for God's creation. And these are some things. Image. These are some things that, as I said, people caring for God's creation. Oops. Sorry, I'm trying to. So some people are trying to care for creation by taking up, by walking more during Lent. Or trying to give up use some plastics, and buy there's various things there, but I'll show you a little bit more if I can. Sorry, it's not quite going to plan this. Some of the things that some people are trying to do during Lent is buy loose fruit and veg if they can without plastic packets. Eating things that are in season, buying pre-loved things, which means that they're second-hand. Lots of different things there, unplugging things. And we'll look at some of those reasons. I'm not quite going according to plan on this. So apparently the average house in the UK has 41 appliances that can be plugged in. I wonder how many electric appliances are in your house. And more than 25% of our carbon footprint's made up of the things that we use in our house. What are the things that we can do to save energy as part of caring for creation? Yes? Yeah, switch the lights off. I wonder who switches lights on in their room and then goes down and forgets to turn them off. Are there a few people that do that? So perhaps for the rest of Lent, we can make a good practice of turning the light switches off. Anything else?
We can try and get solar panels on our house.
Actually, yeah. The good thing, Adrian, we've got solar panels here in church. which are great. You obviously you can't see them because they're up on the roof. That's a good thing for energy. Anything else? Yes?
You can not use plug-in electronics as much.
Yeah, you could be some things if you do you think do you really need it? Yeah?
You can use your charger on your phone and then not wasting it.
Yeah, great idea. You can use your charger and charge, not just leave it charging for hours, only charge for the amount that you need to charge it. Lots of things in energy. Let's look at the next thing. And this one's about clothes. One new T-shirt's the equivalent to all the energy your house uses for 3 days. It's an interesting thing. And I know producing a pair of jeans uses lots of chemicals and creates lots of CO2. And apparently 120 trees are cut down every year, 120 million trees, to create our clothes. So what are the things that we can do regarding clothes? What can we do?
Reuse our clothes.
Yeah, reuse clothes. Now, obviously, if you're still growing, you'll need new clothes, because in a year's time, your trousers won't fit you, or they'll end up being here. But lots of adults buy lots and lots of clothes, all the same size, so perhaps we can reuse some of them. Yes?
You can wool off sheep instead of wood.
You can use some natural resources. That's a good idea. Anything else? We can certainly mend them, can't we? As my mum would say, I should darn socks. Never been done yet, but, you know, maybe I can try that one. Yes?
And buy some charity shops.
Yeah, buy things from charity shops so that clothes will be... We can reuse other clothes, yes? Yeah, and donate our clothes. If you can't shut your wardrobe door because it's so chock-a-block with clothes, perhaps donating some of them. We're already making lots of changes, aren't we? Lots of 2 million plastic bags used every minute. What a figure. But we know that a lot of that ends up in water, doesn't it? Or gets thrown away. So we're encouraged to be careful about what we have and what we use. This picture here is from Transition Wilmslow, who have a repair cafe. And if you look on their website, you'll find, I think it's the 28th of March, that they've got another repair cafe. You can see somebody fixing a teddy bear there and fixing a bike and fixing a printer. So if you've got things that aren't working properly, rather than throw them away, take them along to a repair cafe and they might be able to fix it for you to use it. Lots of things that we can do to care for creation. We're going to sing a song now, and hopefully you'll remember the words. It's because we've sung it before at parade service. It's a song from Nicaragua, and it says that God, it's about God needing our arms and hands and legs and needing us to participate with him in the care for creation. It goes, sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which God's kingdom comes. The angels cannot change a world of hurt and pain into a world of love, of justice and of peace. The task is mine to do, to set it really free. Oh, help me to obey, help me to do your will. I'll keep doing the action so you can keep copying and joining in. Let's stand to sing. Yeah, sing and with fruit pastels. Sorry about that one. Please be seated. Well done. Sometimes it feels overwhelming when we look at the problems and the challenges of the world. And Jesus' disciples sometimes got a bit frustrated because they wanted things to happen really quickly. And I'm going to ask two of the the Cubs is going to, or two of the Scouts are going to come and read for us. Just to say, if there are any under fives, anybody who's five or under, there are some creation pictures at the back which can be washed with water and made very pretty looking. So if you're under five and you want, or five and under, want to do one of those, you're welcome. It's a very short reading, and you can read it on the screen as well. Thank you.
The parable of the mustard seed. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man takes a mustard seed and sows it in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it grows up, it is the biggest of all plants. It becomes a tree, so that birds can come and make their nests in its branches. The parable of the yeast. Jesus told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A woman takes some yeast and mixes it with a bushel of flour until the whole batch of dough rises.
Thank you. Can we give him a round of applause? Jesus was saying mustard seed, tiny. There is a picture of a mustard seed, if you can find it for me, Bill. It would be a black, tiny mustard seed, so tiny, and it would grow so tall. It would be three times my height from a tiny, tiny seed. It could grow so big. Something that looks so small can become something amazing. And the other story told about yeast. Yeast is what gets put in your bread so that the bread grows tall. Otherwise, it would be flat like pita bread. But with the yeast in it, it makes it grow. Slowly, it works. And Jesus is saying, sometimes you might think, look, there's only tiny things happening. But tiny things can make a big difference, and they will grow. So you might think you're only able to do a tiny thing, and perhaps it won't make any difference to the world, but every tiny thing we do does. There's another picture there, Bill, of a... Can you find the... that's definitely not the next one. There's a picture of a starfish there. A starfish. And there's a story of, after a storm one day, a man was walking along the beach and there were hundreds and hundreds of starfish that had been swept onto the beach. And it just walked on by. There were so many, it would be impossible to help them all get back into the sea. But then he spotted a boy and he saw him picking up starfish and flinging them back into the sea. And he said, what are you doing? And he said, it's impossible. You can't save all of these starfish. And the boy picked up a starfish and said, yes, but I can save this one. And he threw it back into the sea. We can make a difference, even a tiny difference. But if everybody makes a tiny difference, lots of change happens. There's a true story Emma told me about a beach in Mumbai where the litter was as deep as... It was that deep. It was almost my height. It was 5 foot of rubbish, the whole length of a beach by the cliff. And the person set out, they wanted to clean that beach. In the end, they got hundreds of people to come and help. And it took 2 years, but now that beach is spotlessly clean. With the small actions, we can make a difference. Now, I'm going to ask some of the boys, would you like to give everybody one of these leaves for me, please? Would you like to go and give one of these leaves and give those out? I'm going to, and perhaps, would you like to give some of them some out for me? Would you like to help give some of those? You've got a green leaf there called Living Lent. And I want you to think today, even if you've not given up anything for Lent or taking anything up for Lent, is there something that before Easter that you could try and do that's different? This morning I used a shampoo bar for the first time. My shampoo had run out, and instead of buying a bottle of shampoo, I bought a shampoo bar. It's just like a bar of soap, but for your hair. I also, for Lent, bought a timer to put in my bathroom so that I don't have a shower that goes on for 20 minutes. So what could you do? Could you see if there are some clothes that you could return to the charity shop? Could you make a commitment that you're going to turn the light switches off at home? And perhaps you could write your commitment. But while you're thinking about it, we're going to learn a Kenyan song. And the Kenyan song is in key Swahili. And basically, it's saying the youth have seen the light and the fire is burning. The word motto, if we can go to the song, Bill, let's see if I can find it. Oops. I just lost it. Here it is. It's in the wrong place. That's my fault. It says, Moto ume waka leo. Moto ni kazi ya bwana. Moto ume waka leo. Tuimbe alleluia. Mote ume waka. And then the next line, I don't know how to pronounce, but you can give it a good go. But it's basically saying, you know, the word motto means spirit, means light, means fire. And this first verse is saying about the young people have seen the light. You can make a difference by challenging the adults. Everything that you're learning at school about creation, you can really encourage us to make some changes. So while you're thinking about what you might write, let's have a go. We're going to go through the top part twice, this line twice. Yeah, this line we sing twice. And actually you might need some pens. Would you like to help give some pens out if anybody needs a pen? Thank you. Right, if we have a go, those who aren't writing, let's have a go. To the young people for inspiring us with their spirit to want to change things. So thank you for encouraging us. But perhaps write on your leaf, what might it be that you could do? Have we got anybody like to share what's on their leaf, what you're going to try and do? What's on yours?
We could not use too much electronic energy.
Right, trying to reduce the electronic things that you use, yeah? Turning off your light switch when you leave the room, yes?
I'm going to try not to
Try and open the curtains and not have to have the light on all the time. That's a good one, yes? Grow some plants. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Grow some veg would be great. That would be a lovely idea. Any others? Yes, Pat? Oh, brilliant. Pat's got a milkman to come and deliver milk in glass bottles rather than buying in plastic bottles. Great. So have a think. What could you do? The idea of what we do in Lent isn't just something there's a challenge to do for 40 days, but something that might change a habit that we might continue to do long term. We're just going to sing the first three verses, I think, of Beauty for Brokenness. And what I want you to do, I'm going to have our offering's going to be received as we sing. And if there's a volunteer to help give out some post-it notes as well. We need three volunteers. Would you like to do that? Joshua, would you like to come and help? Would you like to come and help as well? While we sing, Beauty for Brokenness. Thank you. Yes, if you hang on to your pen. Thank you. There, you want to go and line up along here. That's lovely. You want to just place that on top of mine? Lovely. Do you want to wait there for a moment? Thank you. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for all that you have created, for all that you bless us with. We ask that you will accept our gifts today and our desire to live as you have called us to, caring for one another and for your creation. So bless these gifts that they might be used in the work of your kingdom. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Well done. You have a little post-it note, and I just want to invite you, if you, in our final prayers, maybe to pray for today for a place in the world. You might want to, it might be a personal situation, but for example, my prayers are for Kenya, where they've got lots of problems with the climate at the moment, so I'd write Kenya and stick it on the globe. So if there's somewhere that you just, if you don't want to, that's fine, but if there's somewhere that you would like us to pray for today, could you write it on the post-it note? And then during our last hymn, I'm going to ask some of the guides, Cub Scouts, to collect those post-it notes and see if you can stick them in the right place on the globe for us. So if you've got a post-it note, if you haven't got a post-it note, would you like one? Would you like to, I don't know where they've gone to, if we've run, have you got some spares there? Have you got some left over? Do you want to bring, does anybody need a post-it note that doesn't have one? We're okay actually. You were okay, well done. Oh, you haven't got a post-it note. Oh, sorry. Have you got the spare ones there? I've got somebody who hasn't. That brilliant. Thank you very much. There's some there if you want to. There you go. Oh, there's some more there. Do you want to take?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some there. Yeah. So before we sing, let's just pause and Oh, thank you. Some more post-it notes over there. In our prayers, we hold before God all of the places in the world that He's created, all of those suffering in lots of different ways at the moment. And we just ask for God's peace to fill the world, His love to enfold it. So we're going to sing a song, our final hymn, which is Shine, Jesus, Shine. It's about us reflecting God's light into the world, receiving His light and sharing His love and light. And when you've written yours, if you want to come and stick it on and then go and see if any of the adults have got a post-it note to give you to come and put on the world. Is that okay? So we're going to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. There are some instruments as well if anybody wants one. you for your prayers for the world that we will continue to look at and pray with here. I forgot to ask before the blessing if anybody managed not to chew their sweet. You did. You still got it. Oh, well done. Well done, you. Fantastic. And one chewed straight away. Lovely. May you go filled with joy, filled with thanksgiving, filled with the Father's peace. Go with the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.